You've heard what Graham Edwards has to say, though, in terms of the RSL's very cognizant of being in step with the community. Do you think that it is appropriate for a brewery to be sponsoring a campaign on Anzac Day?
Well, it's important to understand what we're trying to do here. I mean, the campaign has been developed to encourage Australians to stop, take a moment and reflect of these servicemen and women who have sacrificed to protect the Australian way of life. Now, when we say raise a glass, you know, we say in the campaign, wherever you are, whatever you're drinking, raise a glass. And if that's a beer, great. If that means that you're toasting with a glass of water or a cup of tea, no problem.
To raise a glass, the general concept of that in Australian terminology would be to have that with alcohol. Who does take a toast with a cup of tea?
Yeah, it's really interesting. We've had some strong feedback, certainly over the last few days, from a number of ex-diggers, and they've been open and said that when they go down to the local RSL, a lot of them do raise a glass and a beer, you know, to remember, you know, their fallen mates. But there's still a number of them that, you know, in that environment will be just as happy to raise a glass of a cup of tea.
It clearly is designed to promote the sale of alcohol. Are you looking at it from a marketing perspective for Carlton United Brewery?
It's important that people understand that we give a donation of $1 million across RSL and Legacy with absolutely no strings attached. And we don't plan to sell any more beer over that period of time. We have pledged an unconditional $1 million to RSL and Legacy because we value the work that these organisations do with returned servicemen and women and their families.
It does give you a benefit, though. What is the monetary value in marketing terms to Carlton United Breweries from being so closely associated with the Anzac Legacy, the RSL and Legacy, the organisation?
Yeah, like I said, we look at our sales and there will be no more beer sold over this period of time due to this campaign. And the $1 million we will donate regardless of any sales.
Graham Edwards also said that he declined a state of preference when I said to him, well, would you prefer that it was a mining company or a brewery? Do you understand that there's a little bit of nervousness on the part of the RSL from this association?
Look, I can understand that not everyone is going to agree with the role that Victoria Bitter is going to play. But I can honestly say that I'm really proud of this campaign. I stand behind this campaign because I know that the support we give RSL and Legacy makes a huge difference to the returned servicemen and women and also to those families that have lost their loved ones.
If it is an act of corporate benevolence, then why don't you just make it a grant with absolutely no connection to a campaign and no reference to your organisation at all?
I mean, if you have a look at the campaign, you will notice there's minimal branding, very minimal branding.
And so if the branding's only minimal, why have any at all?
Well, there's no doubt, we're proud to be associated with the RSL and Legacy. So we stand behind the campaign. We're certainly not shying away for it. So we're really happy to have our brand stand right next to the Legacy and RSL brand.
Are you nervous that the RSL may not continue the association when the contract is up for renewal?
No, the feedback we've had is overall, nationally, has been very supportive. And I can tell you that the RSL and Legacy have been very appreciative of our donation and our partnership with them over obviously a number of years now. And we're in the process now of looking at signing a longer-term agreement with them.
Richard Oppie, General Manager from Carlton United Breweries, thank you so much for being our guest.
No problems. Thanks for letting me talk to you.